Welcome back to Reality NSFW, and we are here talking about a very exciting development in the challenge world. That is the challenge. We want All-Stars. That's what we've got going on here. So I'm Zach Hacker. I'm joined by Johnny Fairplay, Alex Trias, and Lauren Pratt. This is our challenge coverage team, and we're going to be assessing the cast and doing a little bit of a draft today to see who is going to win in our estimation of the challenge All-Stars. We're going to do our best to remember a lot of the history of some of these players. I got to be honest straight off the bat. I don't remember a couple of these faces, but some of these people I am so excited to see back on my TV. I feel like it's 2005 again, and I am loving MTV for it. How are you guys doing?
2004, 2005 was the peak of my real world Road Rules challenge fandom. I'm living in Los Angeles at this time. I'm dating a few of these people. I'm hanging out with a few of these other people. I'm friends with a lot of these people. I'm enemies with some of these people. I am excited. I think they did a pretty good job of casting. Let's just go ahead and rumor an innuendo now. There's a few people here that I don't recognize. I've talked to you guys before we went live. You don't really recognize. I would imagine the challenge fandom isn't that familiar with Mark Long's doing some favors for some friends. Can we all agree on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be. Some of these people have only been on one season of the challenge.
Yeah. And truth be told, like if I'm casting a Survivor 2-week season for Paramount Plus, it's not the full deal. You know, it's a shortened season. You know, I'm given, you know, creative influence. I'm hooking up my friends too.
Oh yeah.
Oh sure.
Like I put Matt Bischoff on a second chance because I feel he earns it. I put Matt Bischoff on a blood versus water with his smoking hot wife or his podcast partner, me, or his podcast partner, Zach, because he's earned it. Mm-hmm. But if there's people that don't feel that way, that's fine. If I'm casting a 2-week season of Survivor, he's the first person I'm putting on my list.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is Mark Long's baby. So whatever he wants to throw out there, I'm stoked to see it. And I won't get caught up too much. And, you know, everyone online is, calling all the shots from their armchair of like, they're not an all-star. They don't deserve this spot. Whatever. It's called All-Stars because they need to sell this. It's an easy term. Like, that's why it's called All-Stars. Yeah.
They should have left it with OGs. I hate the term all-star or legends. I'm great with legends as long as you fucking mean it. But like, all-stars or game changers in which you're not really, then don't use the term. Just like OGs is fine. OGs is so open-ended. It's just like, hey, here's a motherfucker from a long time ago you might not remember. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you have some people, like you said, did one season 21 years ago and now they're back. You have people that were from the 2010s, so like maybe there was some hesitancy of calling it OGs because people would then complain, well, it's not the real OGs because OGs are from the early 2000s and anything after that is not an OG. So they're like trying to find that medium.
Yeah, fuck them, I don't care about them.
Yeah.
I do have a problem with Anissa and Darrell.
Yep.
There's no reason that I should have been watching them within weeks of this on a current season of the challenge. Like, I feel like, and maybe Darrell's done with the challenge. We didn't hear that whole retirement storyline throughout his season, so I don't think he's done.
No.
And Anissa didn't mention that during, I believe Leroy mentions it twice an episode on Double Agents thus far. So if that's not the case, I'm sorry, I don't cast them for this version of the challenge. And I like one of them.
Yeah. Like, I think what's there is like you have a couple of things. Like, I feel maybe like through Mark Long's negotiating, they probably said like you need to have a couple of people that are current so that you have the main like people currently watching
for the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
as I said, if like, I'd be okay with Leroy on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
But not Darrell and Anissa. So, and as you know, I understand. I mean, I think your reasoning is their reasoning, and I get it. I mean, if Trishelle and Big Easy aren't enough to watch this season, then what? Come on, man.
I get that. I agree with you. I've talked about it with you on other on our other podcast about it. If you're still currently playing, there's no reason for you. Like, the OGs, All-Stars concept, I feel it's like, not the retirement home, but it's like the people who aren't going to be on the cable show. Like, we have this show. It's a limited time. It's more truncated, but you get your chance to shine as well.
Yeah.
I still think they could have found two different people to slot in for their positions. I mean, because there are so many OGs that people wanted to see back that were the alternates and they didn't get on the season, and I would have been happier to see them get to play.
Yeah. I would have killed for Coral. The one glaring omission for me is Coral. I mean, I did a show called Camp Reality with Coral, and she showed up a day late because she didn't care. And, you know, and Burton was the executive producer of the Burton Roberts from Survivor Pearl Islands was the executive producer of the show. And, you know, and like day one, day two, day three, there is no doing drugs here. There is no discussion of drugs. There are no drugs, no drugs. And Curl shows up with a t-shirt, says, I don't like cocaine, but I love the smell of it. And I'm like, welcome, Coral.
No, I think that's a big omission. There's a few others, but I kind of like this idea. If this is going to be a like parallel universe of the challenge where this is an ongoing series, I like digging up some people from the past and just giving people another shot, like you're saying. So I think that's kind of cool if this is going to live on. In terms of like Darrell being there, I kind of think of this almost like a champs versus pros situation where those people, like, you know, that's always blendy with who's on what show at the same time as another show. Doesn't really bother me too much. I love Darrell. If he's going to be giving commentary all season, I'm here for it. But not too stoked to see Anissa again. I got to say, I am overwhelmed with the amount of Anissa in my life right now, and I don't need that. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe family members of her have.
Yeah. Well, you know what? MTV seems to really love what Anissa provides them. I guess they love her confessionals. They gave her a podcast to do. Yeah. So they're probably like, oh, we need to use her while the iron's hot. I don't think the iron's hot, but they think it is. So like, let's keep throwing it out there. Anissa, you're everywhere. You're our poster child now.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll finally win a season. So.
Well, I think she says that in the preview. Go figure.
Well, shall we get into this draft?
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. So here's how this will work. We will go snake order. So I am going to roll a four-sided die because I like to keep it nerdy and I love the sound of dice on podcasts. Sure. So we're going to do that, and that'll get our draft order, and we'll just go one by one, make our picks. And the goal here is just to pick the winner. They did say in the preview there will be one winner. $500,000, and that is who we're seeking to pick. Everything else is just too difficult to keep track of. So that's the goal.
Okay, well, hold on real quick. So there's what, 22 mm-hmm. people. So the people with picks one and two, the people with picks three and four, they get the two extra people at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Does that sound fair?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we can leave two people undrafted if no one wants Anissa and Big Easy on their team.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So first up will be Johnny. God damn it.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I'm glad I didn't say, because if I had said something, I would have jinxed it. Oh, my number one pick. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm going Derek.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
Oh man, despite the history.
he is a monster. I met Derek when he first moved to Los Angeles. He was seeing Katie Doyle. I was in between seeing Katie Doyle. He was my arch enemy some days, my best friend other days. I watched that guy get bigger and bigger and bigger every single day. I know his drive to win. I can only imagine how much this would mean to him to win. I don't think anyone has a greater chance of winning this than Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we could probably say across the board, I think Derek was my personal number one on the board as well, just because of everything you see about him. You're just like, the dude's a pit bull. He still works out crazy. He's still actually on like the younger side of this cast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And might I note, he was part of one of the craziest eliminations against Josh, where he was not even there for the money. He wasn't even on the season. Went in, was scrappy as hell, took out Josh, and that is one of the all-time best eliminations ever, and he was doing it for literally nothing.
Yeah. So he is a human pit bull. So anyone there's been characters in wrestling over the years, like, you know, the dog-faced gremlin Rick Steiner, who is the epitome of a quote-unquote pit bull. AJ Styles, Vince McMahon saw him as a pit bull type personality. Derek from Road Rules is the MTV version of a pit bull. So
it's a strong pick. I'm upset, but that's okay. I think that was inevitable. Lauren gets pick number two.
Mm. Oh, wow. All right. I, as much as we talked about it, you know, wanting to see different people, I'm going to take Darrell off the board here with pick number two, simply because if he gets to a final, his track record with being in the finals and winning is very high. And I think Darrell is still going to crush it. And he might do well on a season where it's a limited amount of time where he's not in a house for a very long duration. So I'm very happy with being able to take Darrell off the board here. And I think he's going to crush it.
Yeah, we know he's in good shape. He's looking good on Double Agents, you know, from what we've seen of him. So I think that is a pretty strong pick. That was my number two pick also. So glad we're being predictable here.
Yeah, like the dude gets to a final, he wins. He's 4-for-4 in finals. Like if he touches the final, you can almost guarantee he's winning it just because he is. He may be a little slower now, though, as we saw with the end of Double Agents. But who knows? You can't count Darrell out ever.
Yeah. I get pick number three. And
Alex,
I'm not mad about it. I'm going to take Alton. I am a big fan of Alton, and I am of the opinion that you can't get enough real world Las Vegas in your life. So
yeah.
I'm happy to take Alton.
Yeah, I've hung out with Alton. Just as quiet in real life as his television persona. So, okay. You know, just super nice, great guy. You know, of course, I'm meeting through Trishel and Stephen Hill and the gang, and just a really nice dude. So, and he is a physical specimen in real life as well. So, yeah, I mean, as far, you know, alliance wise, you know, he's known these guys forever. I don't see him creating animosity between, you know, I think there could potentially be some problem people as we work our way through this list. Alton's not one of them.
No, I mean, his challenge career, he pretty much just makes the final every time. Like he's very steady and consistent. Yep. I like Alton a lot.
Yeah, he's been in four challenges, been to the final three times, won it once. It was a team challenge. So there's some like, and it was back in the day where it wasn't running for miles and doing all this hardcore stuff, but he was great in elimination. I hope we don't see the version of him we saw in his last season, which was Battle of the Seasons 2012, where he was checked out and was like, I just don't want to be here, purposely lost and went home. I hope that by him coming to this, he's like, no, I want to do this. I'm going to compete. And like you said, he's such a laid back person. I don't see people really wanting the gun for him.
Yeah, he's a beast, and if he has his eye on the prize, I think he is a huge contender to win this season.
Yeah, he looks lean, too. He looks a little smaller than he has been in the past, so I hope that means he's doing a whole lot of cardio. But Alex,
CrossFit should be every motherfucker who is thinking about the challenge's middle name. I just don't understand that. You know, I understand, you know, the long-distance running. I understand the hardcore weights. Cross-fucking-fit. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never felt I could do better on a challenge than watching people struggle to run half a mile. So I was like, oh, all right. Yeah.
Don't get me started on half mile non-runners.
Well, Alex, you get
big
the
T, big T. I'm looking at you.
Oh, oh, don't come for big T.
Okay, so I got back-to-back picks here. Well, you guys took some people that I had pretty high on my list. So I'm going to go with this guy. It's a respect pick. He's the reason why we're here. It's Mark Long. And he's the godfather. He's the OG. You know, he was from very early on. He's only done six seasons, but he's won two. He's been to four finals. And it's his season to win. He's the executive producer. So if there's any manipulation that can be done, he can do it.
I feel that that's working against him. If there's any manipulation not to be done, Mark's going to do it.
True. But I also think everyone's going to appreciate the fact that he created this, that he's at least going to be like persona non grata. Like, we're not putting you in elimination for a while. Thank you for letting us have this.
Yeah. So, and he is the first and only member of the Challenge Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been on six seasons, has two wins. I'm just really excited to see how people adapt, because many of them competed in team challenges. And if it's a lot of individual challenges and that's the format in the end, because there's only one winner, it's going to be interesting to see how people are able to adapt to that different scenario, because most of them are used to being on a team with 8 to 10 people and taking home the money with 8 to 10 people.
Yeah, that really does make this quite different. I, you know, so many of these people have so many wins on their resume, but it's so different than modern challenge. So it'll be very interesting to see how they adapt to that format.
Yeah, Zach, you got a chance to meet Mark with me at Hearts of Reality. Yeah. I mean, I've known Mark for years, but Mark was a bartender at the Saddle Ranch with Skater Rob from Survivor Thailand. Yeah. And so, I mean, we used to see them every Wednesday night. He was very, very kind to give an extra free shot your way.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I always thought he was a sweetheart. I mean, he's a great looking dude. You know, we do the Patreon deal at ad-free shows at adfreensfw.com. And, you know, and I did the autographed pictures of Mark Long, and it's him doing handstand push-ups. You know, for those of you that have difficulty doing push-ups, which I fall in that camp, you know, I can run no problem, but push-ups, not my strongest tool in my wheelhouse. This motherfucker does handstands and does push-ups.
Yeah, and he's like on a monkey bars doing that. It's not even like on the ground. Yeah. He is a physical specimen. He's one of the most jacked dudes I've ever seen in my life. And also one of the like kindest, nicest guys I've ever interacted with. So, so shocking to see such a large man be so charismatic and so nice. So I think he is going to do really well on this. Like you said, he's also, I think, so nice though. He won't manipulate anything. Like he's so honorable. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I can see him working against himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, it does have a weird vibe. Like if he were to win, it kind of feels like the thing when you get invited to some kid's birthday party and like you just play their favorite game and they whoop you. And it's like, what am I even doing here?
Yeah,
that's not very fun. So
I don't see Trishelle signing up for something like that.
No.
And Trishelle and Mark are friends, but I don't think it matters. I think Trishelle's like, no, fuck that. So, you know, you can celebrate your birthday next week.
Okay. So it comes back to me again. And, really, besides these four people, there's really only a handful left to actually have a win. And with that, I want to take first woman off the board. And I've been having a hard time going back and forth between a couple people, but nostalgia pick, I'm going with Kendall Shepherd. She only had one season, which was the Inferno, which she was on the team that ended up winning. She, in that season, put herself into elimination and won. So I feel like she's going to be someone, she's very fit and lean. So I feel like she's going to be good at running, doing distance. If she can, and she's low key, I feel she can make her way there and be under the radar.
My good friend, the Miz said, don't make that pick.
Well, I'm not good friends with the Miz, so he didn't tell me this.
She is someone that I'm excited to see that has only been on one season, and I was excited that she was part of the cast, so we'll see what she's able to do. I wouldn't have picked her this early, but Alex, you did what you did.
Hey,
if it works out for you, great.
Hey, I'm the fourth pick. I might as well just be bold and just go wherever I want with this.
That balance beam challenge that she just destroyed. Remember? On her season.
You for a second there. I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, you cut out.
Oh, sorry. That balance beam challenge that she destroyed. Like, she went against someone and she just killed them. I mean, like, she did 45-1. Yeah. Like, blocks. Yeah. It was insanity. So, she's a beast.
Yeah, she's a beast. And she talks about the challenge a lot in recent years. Like, she's talked about on Derek's podcast that he does for the challenge. So I feel like she has connections there despite only playing once. So I feel she could get pretty far.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite seasons of the challenge ever. So I get the nostalgia pick, but I wouldn't have done it. So, you know, that may be the move of the draft. I don't know. But I'm up next. I'm going to stay on the male side. I'm going to take my man Cyrus just because I like him and I want to root for him. So.
Who doesn't love Cyrus?
Sweetheart, big guy, a lot of muscle. Once again, back in the day, we all used to hang. One of the nicest guys to have ever been a part of reality television. So I'm for it. I'm personally rooting for him. So he's very difficult to root against. Yeah. He's in that OG clique. And
yeah, he's got a lot of friends on this cast. He's really, really excited about this season. Like, and he's really promoting this season. So I feel pretty good about, how into this Cyrus is, how much he may be prepared for it. So if he's ready to go, he's lovable. He's huge. So I think he's got pretty good prospects as far as I'm looking. And again, I'm just trying to put together a group of my favorites to root for. So
sure.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Cyrus? Like what you guys said, there's not much more to say to it. He does have points where he shows up in the promos. I think he was in the original promo as well with the helmet of names. So it's very possible that he makes a big impact on this season.
That also could trick you, though, because sometimes they put the people in the promo with the names at the beginning and one of them is the first person to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How dare you?
Shutting fair play, fans versus favorites.
I thought you weren't on that season.
I don't think I was either.
All right, Lauren, we're back to you.
All right, back to me. And you know what? I'm going to take the second girl off the board, and I'm going to pick Kellyanne.
That's the other person I was thinking between.
I think, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to go with Kellyanne here. I think she's feisty. She's scrappy. She's someone that's not going to mess around, and she still looks very fit. And I think she wants to win this so badly that she will do whatever she can to get that money.
Yeah, she's one of the youngest people on this cast. Like, she's only 34. The only other two people younger than her are 32. She does yoga. She's been to a final. She arguably should have went farther in other seasons, should have been on other seasons because she was an alternate for multiple, but were pulled for unknown reasons.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that she is going to be a girl that people should watch out for.
Yeah, she was right at the top of my female list. So starting to regret not taking a female off the board with my last pick, as I'm now thinking of who's going to be left when it comes back around to me. But it's a strong pick. Yeah, I'm excited to see what she can do. Again, she's one of those that have really, I can only remember seeing compete in this like team phase of the challenge. I'm excited to see her on her own. Should be interesting. She brings a lot of fire to the show, which I'm always here for. That's a good challenge competitor in my book.
Good confessionals, too.
Yes.
Okay, Johnny.
All right. I'm taking my first female off the board. And once again, I'm going friend. We have never been frenemies. However, we have wrestled one-on-one, and she is very tough, shockingly tough. And I think we've seen her heart over the years. Ruthie is my pick.
I like that.
That's good.
So, yeah, we I don't know what. I do know. My mouth caused the reasoning for our wrestling, and she kicked my ass. So she is tough as fuck. So get ready.
I feel like you have to tell the story. What happened? Where were you at?
We were at a house party, and I being a drunk idiot at the time, I called her out for not being me, which. I should have been accepted as a compliment. And we proceeded to wrestle, and she won. and she let me know about it afterwards. So she's awesome. She's so sweet. I mean, like we got to hang out a lot over the years, and every time we did, she's just a magical person. And I think that Ruthie's soul is one of the coolest that has ever been a part of reality television, and hopefully that shines through and carries her to the end.
Yeah, the first time I saw her was on The Gauntlet 2. It was the first season I watched when they dumped all the seasons into what's now Paramount Plus, and I loved her personality. You also saw that a lot of people respected her because they made it known to make her like the captain without knowing the rules. And then once the rules were determined that, oh, if your team loses, you have to go against your captain. So if it's a girls' day, you're going against Ruthie. A lot of the girls were saying like, oh, let's not lose. I don't want to go against her.
Yeah.
I'm digging her new haircut. I remember her. I don't know how long she's been rocking that, but I remember her as having like the long curly hair, and that looks even more intense. I think it's smart to roll into the challenge with an intimidating haircut. I like it.
Yeah, the pugnacious Ruthie.
Yeah, she looks like a badass. I'm excited to see her back on this OG All-Star cast because I think she's been itching to come back for a while. They just haven't had her back on a season, and what better way to bring her back than with this great cast?
Yep. Yeah, Johnny, you get another pick.
Oh, sweet. So, All right. I'm going back to the guys. This one's tough because I wanted to take my boy Big Easy. He's a good friend. He actually met up with me. I had a fan pay me to go to his birthday party. Well, his parents paid me to go to his birthday party. I think he was like 16 or something. And I got a blowjob in the parking lot from someone from Flavor of Love. and that was the first time I met Big Easy. And he was like, man, you do some cool events, dude. And we had talked over the phone over the years. But in spite of that, I got to go with my boy Nehemiah. I mean, we used to be close back in the day. I used to look forward to every year in Vegas, hanging out with him at the big reality TV Vegas deal. And him and I have been chatting. He might be joining me for the premiere episode. And so hopefully we can get that locked down. So just, once again, a friend pick, but I mean, he's a fucking beast. I think he would be tough to say doesn't have a chance or potentially a front runner. I'm going Nehemiah.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to find a way back down to me because I know some people have mixed feelings about Nehemiah. Fun fact about him, he is the last or the most recent person of color to win a season of The Challenge. And that was back in 2008.
Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah. So, but like from the seasons I watched with him in it, I like his heart. He's not always the best, like politically wise, but like he does his work in elimination and in challenges. He puts everything into it. I think it's a solid pick.
Well, is that him canoodling with Beth on the previews?
It's like a remake of his first Gauntlet season.
Yeah, because I see Beth causing drama for the sake of causing drama, and political ties to Beth, I don't see helping him.
No, not at all.
But for the record, Beth is great television, and anyone says differently, you don't understand how television works. So do you hate her? That's good. The end game. Yeah, she's doing her job. So, and do you love the person that whoever she's fighting with? boom. Once again, that's the end game. You can thank her for liking the person that you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nehemiah is a super strong pick. When I like, if I would put together like an ideal cast list for this, he's one of the first names on the list.
Yep.
He looks very in shape. I think that's a good pick.
Thanks.
He looks in great shape. And I think going back to saying the political game for him, if he's able to get in good with a lot of people, he'll go far in the game. But if he falls behind with being able to socialize and figure out what the strategy is, he could be going into elimination early.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, he's usually like kind of by himself. He's like kind of tuned out a lot, like of the political game. So he could, yeah.
The season he won, he was forced, like it was a team versus team challenge. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like unless you're forced onto a team, he may have a little bit of a rough time not being a loner.
Yeah. And being with Beth, I don't think is helping.
Probably not.
But he's also friends with Wes, so maybe Wes is giving him some tips before he goes out there.
That's true.
How to be super rich.
Nehemiah.
Yeah. Yeah. How to have 500 companies and some monster trucks, you know?
Jesus. God. I never want to think about Wes again.
You want to think about Devin?
Devin is at least fun to hate.
He'll be joining us any minute.
If you ever surprise me with a Devin guest appearance on a show, I will storm out like a drama queen. That is not acceptable. So let's see. Johnny's made his picks. We are back to Lauren.
Back to me. Oh, man. This is where it gets tough. You know what?
I made a case for Big Easy for you. He appreciates the guy getting a BJ in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back to that. What the fuck, man? I'm not even mad at you. I'm mad at these parents.
What? The dad high-fived me. The dad was like, way to go.
Was this in New Jersey, I'm assuming?
Pennsylvania, New Jersey one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That explains it.
That sounds right. Yeah. Yep.
It tracks.
All right. You know what? I don't really know too much about him, but just based off memory, I'm just going to go ahead and take Ace off the board.
Oh.
I need another guy on my team, and I think Ace is someone that could potentially do the job.
Sure. I just remembered the challenge that he went home on was because he said that he could drive stick and then was not able to know how to drive stick.
Well, maybe he's learned a few things. It's been many years, so that's the thing. You grow and get better at what you were bad at.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Real World Paris, and I like that is the image of Ace that is always burned into me. Is just like partying very hard, and I have a hard time like thinking of him as a serious competitor, even though I know he has won. I don't know. I don't love the pick, Lauren.
Yeah.
That's okay. See, I'm picking someone that I think maybe has grown up a little bit. They're there for the money, not so much to party anymore. And it's a lot of money. They're not out there that long. And that's a big cash prize. As soon as I hear that cash prize, I'm like all the way here for the money.
What are they playing for?
$500,000.
Oh, wow. Way to go.
Yeah. Ton of money.
Ace is one of those guys that did not live in Los Angeles, but I think I got the opportunity to meet one time at some reality thing and was not overly impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, bringing up the money is interesting because a lot of these people is like four-time challenge winner and their total purse is like 20K.
Yeah. It's a change of times.
Yeah, this is a lot of money. You're right. That is a big difference from modern challenge to old school. Only having one winner. Having this huge sum of money, it'll be
and you could easily have one sponsor foot the bill for this.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's the thing, like, you know, if they were to do this for $50,000, it looks like shit on Paramount Plus for only offering a $50,000 prize. Whereas you can have, you know, one of the challenge be the Burger King, whatever. And Burger King foots the 500K. For the season, and they get that one sponsorship mention, and it's a wash. And they Paramount Plus looks good. The challengers are happy, And to the viewer, it's like, okay, this is legit. And Paramount Plus or Buena Murray, they're not footing the bill. They might be, but if I'm them, I just go to Burger King or whatever, Hello Fresh, and just say, hey, you guys want this? We think this is going to be a big deal. It's a one and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be just fantastic and hilarious though if they sort of spoofed off of the whole because back in the day they would give out rewards for winning the daily mission, but like go like, oh, the winner to this wins a Zune.
Yeah.
I would love a Zune prize on this season.
Oh, yeah, man. There was a season where like it rotated. Like if you won this watch, then you won the Zune, then you won like a Best Buy certificate. It would just keep going back and forth. I was like, oh, when's the Zune coming back?
I heard a story that someone was more excited to win the flat screen TV than anything else. After they won that, they did not care.
There you go.
Oh, man. Yeah, those product placements on the seasons on Paramount Plus, some of the older seasons I've gone back to watch, do not age well. Very funny, though. I need to take a girl off the board. I feel like I'm just going to take a stab at someone I think has, well, I don't know. I'm weighing two options. Am I going to go with experience or potential? You know what? I changed my mind as I was mid-sentence. I'm going to go with someone Johnny knows well. I'm going to take Katie.
Oh, I was about to pick her.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, she's got final experience. She's done so many seasons. She's great television. She is, still looks like she's in really good shape. I think she could be a dark horse pick to win here.
She's the definition of a pit bull.
Yeah.
In human form. So we've wrestled in, and she's actually hurt me because she wanted to hurt me. She's just a mean person. So I love her. You know, we used to date. So, oh my God. Like I was thinking she got me in fight. Who was the guy that hooked up with the producer on Real World? Was it David?
I don't remember.
That's too long ago for my memory.
Like two different color eyes, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. So he tried to fight me because of Katie. Derek tried to fight me because of Katie. She tried to fight me because she fights everyone. Yeah, she is, I would easily say she's the toughest person in the house. So, that soul that I talked about with Ruthie is non-existent, but, so she did, I would say back in the day, I think her cardio was probably one of her biggest issues. I think mm-hmm. Katie averaged 2 packs of Marlboro Lights a day, minimum. And she has a daughter now. I could not imagine she still smokes.
No, she's what, like 40 something?
She's 41.
Yeah, if she's smoking 2 packs a day for that amount of time, she doesn't look like she smokes anymore, I guess is a better way.
She has a little girl. You don't smoke if you have a little girl.
I mean, that's the truth. It is literally impossible to smoke cigarettes if you have a little girl. So
that's some life.
You're welcome, everybody. If you do, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. No, I was team Big Heart with Alton and Cyrus. I needed some heartlessness. I think she's rounding out my team nicely. And we're back around to Alex with 2 picks.
Yes. Can I say about Katie, though? I'm just ready for her to pop off on somebody because it's coming and the storm is going to rise.
Oh, it looks like she fights Trishelle, her best friend in the house.
Yep. Well, in 18 years.
She'll fight anybody. That's why I love Katie.
Yeah. So, no, like, I remember, like, when I did Kill Reality, she tried to, like, Tanya had to be removed from the premises because Katie's just like, I'm just going to punch her in the face and then I'll be fine. Just let me punch her. They're like, yeah, no, you can't just punch her.
To be fair, a lot of people have that reaction to Tanya. So,
Hey, I miss crazy Tanya, who will not be back on any of these.
No. Okay. So, we're getting close to the point where the people I know, I don't really want to pick. So I'm going to pick someone I don't know. And I literally don't know anything about this person. But I like the name. Give me Yes, Duffy.
I was going to guess Yes.
Yeah, I literally know nothing about him. I know one of my friends who watches the challenge with me loves that Yes is on the season. So I'm making the pick for him.
Okay. So I watched, there was this YouTube video of people you probably don't know that are going to be on All Stars. And so it was like six people. And one of those six people was Kendall. And another one was Yes. And they weren't too excited about Yes either.
That's fine. No one has to be excited about him. I'm hoping that, you know, it's a good pick. I'm literally going in blind with him. And we'll see what happens. Like I said, this draft being number four, I'm just going to have some fun with it. And you know what? Maybe for this other pick, maybe it's finally their time. Maybe they'll finally get the respect and get to go into the final. And I'm going to just pull Anissa off the board.
Oh, you're a kind soul.
Oh my gosh, that was my... No, I was never picking Anissa.
I was never picking
Anissa. I know none of you guys were picking her, but I'm literally looking at this list. I was just going, this person's not winning. This person's not winning. This person's not getting far. This person's not getting far. I'm like, Anissa's almost guaranteed to go far in every single season that she's in. So I'm like, okay, let's just throw a dart there. Give her a sympathy pick.
Well, Alex, if you're not going to take this seriously, I'm not sure why you're participating.
Hey, I'm picking people that I think will get far. Hey. But, like, I'm also shooting at the dark.
For the record, you know, the same reason that Mark could potentially win because, you know, that's his idea. You know, he is a producer. He's, you know, potentially looking out for his friends. Okay, so the same reason that he won't win is those things. And, you know, maybe kind of giving the rub to someone else. If there is production manipulation to help someone, Anissa could be that pick.
I see Anissa thriving in this sort of like All Stars OGs universe a lot more than in the main challenge universe. So yeah,
this is the gold watch.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I was saying at the beginning, like, man, MTV is really making Anissa the brand. Suddenly, maybe I might know why. If she's going to do quite well on the Challenge All Stars, she's got this podcast. She then kind of can be the new female face of the challenge. And yeah, I see a lot of synergy going on MTV's part with Anissa right now. So I think that might be a better pick than I was originally thinking.
And but like, I'm not picking.
I was just going to say, can we talk about it real quick? Some people I think would be pissed off. Darrell and Anissa just had their shot on the big platform of the challenge. Why don't we just target them? Easy pickings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't think they're going to be putting that type of thought into it.
You never know. I would.
I would.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
oh, I would.
Like, heck yeah.
I would, but like
Trishelle would. Katie Doyle probably would. Beth.
Yeah, Beth some would. People have enough enemies in the house, though. Like, I don't know that that's top of mind for them. I don't know. When did they film this? Do we know? Like, was Double Agents actively airing?
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, okay. It was after Hearts Reality because he kind of gave us the wink at Hearts Reality. It's a go.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, and he was like giving Marie the merch and stuff. Yeah, I remember all that. So interesting. So then, yeah, they would have already seen that Anissa and Darrell were on this. That would have been very top of mind. Yeah.
I don't know the time frame, but I do know because Derek Kay has his podcast and he went on like a 3-week hiatus and they were already talking Double Agents. I don't know how many episodes we were in, but yes, people knew that Anissa and Darrell were on Double Agents.
Yep. Well, interesting. Back to the Yes pick. I have in my notes, you know, I write down what season stuff he's on. I've watched two seasons of television with this man on it, one of which he won, and I really have no recollection of him. So
there's a lot of survivors I put in that same category, Zach, so don't feel too bad.
Yeah. Well, like, we're gonna have that mindset for a lot of these people coming up because a lot of them haven't played since like 2002.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think that early 2000s is peak reality television, so I love bringing some of these people back. You know,
and in terms of the Yes thing, in terms of the Yes thing, maybe we see something along the lines of a lot of the people who did end their runs very early and that from that time period really come together and be like, hey, we were told this is We Want OGs. This isn't all. So it's like, let's stay with the OGs and make our way to the end.
Yeah, it will be interesting, some of those people, too. Like, I feel like a lot of times the people who end their reality TV career just kind of ride off into the sunset and live a normal life. They're not like these psychos who, like, are doing a show, like, every few months. And it's, you know, there's a certain reality TV persona. If you're going on a challenge every year, it'll be really interesting to see someone who's like taken a 20-year break, lived a normal, quote unquote, normal life, and then is going back into this beast of reality television.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be very interesting. I like one of your picks.
There you go.
Yeah. I am gonna pick the other girl I was contemplating, who I think has a lot of potential. Again, I like the fight. She doesn't have a lot of success in the past, but I'll take Jonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of hers on, you know, the second battle of the seasons. I liked her on that a lot. I thought she could have done better if she wasn't saddled with some other people I'm not as big of a fan of. So we'll see if she can live up to my hopes.
Yeah, like that's always been her thing each time. Like she does a lot better than people would assume when they look at her. And a lot of the times it's just she falls short due to the person that she's forced to work with. Mm-hmm. And maybe with this type of season, we don't know what type of format they're going to do with this, if it's just straight individual for everything, or if they're going to mix pairs, mix teams, like sort of like a free agent style season. But I feel like she's someone who's going to be underestimated. I feel she could make it to like the mid mark of the season, but I just don't see her getting to the end.
Yeah. I don't know who she is. So
she's had some partners.
Is she the one whose name is spelled J E M M Y E?
No, that's Jemmy. That's Jemmy.
Oh.
Jonna is Jonna.
Oh,
but
sweet. Okay, well then.
She's
I don't know that one either.
Partners. She's been with Zach, and Zach's, you know, he's either checked out of the game or he's there. So he's hit or miss. She's also been with Jasmine. Jasmine's like her, small, feisty.
Jasmine from Aladdin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Wow.
I will say Jonna has won something. She's been on a challenge type format when she was a kid, and she won that. So she has won something. So there
she's
you go.
She's on endurance.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Never I remember seen endurance.
Yes. She
that was
won
on like
that.
Saturday mornings.
Sure. Saturday mornings. Okay. She did win it though.
Okay. I think I only caught it like once or twice, but way back in the day. Okay, cool.
Yep, I'm hopeful. And we're back to Lauren.
Okay, honestly, do I think this person's going to win? Probably not, but have to take her off the board simply because I think she's hilarious in confessionals and brings a lot of life to every season she's on. Give me Jemmy.
Oh, that's not who I thought you were going to pick.
Who do you think I was going to pick?
I was thinking Beth.
Okay, well, I had to go with Jemmy. I'm a huge fan of hers. Every season she's on, she's hysterical. I don't think she'll ever win, but if she does, she's on my team and I drafted her.
Was the last time we saw her when she was like just dismissed immediately from the start of the season?
No.
No.
She was in that like three things of Dirty 30, Vendettas, and Final Reckoning.
Right.
She was with Jenna and they got out relatively early on that last season.
Yeah.
Then she went on Exa on the Beach, Peak of Love. Now she's here.
Yep.
Interesting.
She has potential. She looks more fit than she normally does. So I think, you know, we'll see what happens with her.
She's been to one final, got third place in that. So she finished a final. So that's better than some other people. And she's also definitely afraid of ketchup. Fun fact.
Yeah, she is afraid of ketchup.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe Beth will come at her with some ketchup. We don't know. Or Trishelle.
I'm afraid ketchup would touch my dessert. I live in that fear. If like ketchup touched my dessert, I wouldn't eat that dessert. I'd be like, ugh. Gross.
I mean, why are you putting ketchup next to your desserts?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Hey, you know when you're at a restaurant?
I'm trying to rationalize the
ketchup bottles right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you can relate to Jemmy. Cool.
I don't know who she is. I don't know. It's the last two picks, I'm very glad were taken by someone other than me.
I'm surprised you don't know Jemmy. She's someone I feel as though you would like hanging out with.
Probably. I don't know. We'll see. Some of these, like, you know, like once I see them, I'll be like, oh yeah, I know her. But as of right now, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, Johnny, you get a double pick here. Yes. So see what you all make. Right.
Well, this person was almost single-handedly responsible for Kill Reality not happening. Her lawsuit put things in definite jeopardy. However, the show still happened, so I'm not holding it against her. She used to have some really awesome parties in which they would celebrate her calendar shoots. She would have the hottest girls reality calendars. That was her project. And I consider her, you know, as far as the pioneers of what a reality television villain is, Bestel Archik is that. So yeah. I never hooked up with her. She's one of the few. I did not. So you know, maybe this is a pick, you know, to try to get her in my good graces, or get me in her good graces rather. So yeah, I'm going old school. I mean, fuck, if I'm choosing a Nehemiah, might as well choose the you know, her his sweet mate. So yeah, I'm going Beth.
Hookup mate.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking We Want OGs, she is like the godmother of reality television. She's an icon. So I'm super stoked to see her back on television. She will bring some quality drama.
Yes.
As you said. So I'm always excited for Beth to be on TV.
Can you imagine her not bringing drama?
No.
That would be a bad universe I don't want to live in.
Yeah. I mean, I could just see her showing up going, look, I'm 40, whatever. I'm not about the drama, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward, you know, 18 minutes, you know, bitch, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, hey, there she is. Why was she lying to us?
Yeah. I love watching Beth on these like old seasons that I've gone back to watch. My only fear is that she's the one that they're talking about in the preview where TJ goes, hope to see you never. Because she is someone who has quit or pretty much left or did not try in an elimination so that she could leave.
She's a strong candidate for the quitter.
Yeah.
And a strong candidate for pissing TJ off. So, yeah.
That sounds
very likely. I'm thinking 2 weeks is in best wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be thrown down there a lot. So we know that.
I can't wait to see who TJ says that to. That will be pure gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, 2 weeks should be in anyone's wheelhouse. What is this bar we're holding people to that you can't go get paid to film a show for 2 weeks? Like, ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
you've seen people leave before.
Craziness is in this competition that you're like, yeah, could they last 2 weeks? I think so. that's wild. I'm excited to see that.
Yep. All right. My next pick, I can't believe, because I'm back to back, right?
Yeah, this is your last pick. Rounding out your team. So you've got Derek, Ruthie, Nehemiah, Beth, and...
Okay. Or do I not get a pick because that was the number one pick?
No, you still have
no, one you more still pick. Get a pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy appreciates a BJ in a parking lot. Big Easy still on the board? All right.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
Johnny, if you were going to waste a pick, you could have just saved us the time.
What? Why is Big Easy the big boy? He's strong. I don't feel there's going to be this ridiculous endurance thing that has worked against him in the past. I may be wrong, but I feel this is more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it's not, it should be. This should be more fun.
Mm-hmm. The sillier old school challenges rather than the new, like, climb a mountain challenges. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be an in-between and what an old season used to be and what we see now in the modern challenges. Like, I feel they're going to find that medium because they want to show the whole point of Mark is doing this is to show we can go good at almost the level that the people are doing now.
Almost, but yeah. Only for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Only for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's not that they can't physically do this for that amount of time. They have jobs, they have families, they have lives. This is not their fucking career versus, you know, 14th time on the challenge. And, you know, if you go on their LinkedIn, you know, I work for Buna Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's a headbanger, I think Big Easy, that's his wheelhouse. If it is anything to do with running. I just get flashbacks from when he passed out and his team lost and basically wanted to kill him.
Yeah. Except for Brad, who's a good person.
Yeah, Brad was very nice because
the only person
during that, he's like, we're like literally killing him. I think they would have dragged him to the end if they literally could have, but they just.
Yeah. I still also think it's bullshit that they didn't give them the win just because.
Yeah.
Oh, well, not everyone crossed. I'm like, well, the dude's in the fucking hospital right now. What are you supposed to do?
But it's their fault for taking him to the finals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're all too scared to take him out because he was a big boy.
Yep.
He also looks a little slimmer for like for Big Easy's build. Yep. He looks like he's slimmed down.
Yeah. So and you know he wants it, and he's got to be a sentimental favorite.
Yeah, he certainly does look a lot slimmer than I remember. So, well, yeah. No, I don't like the pick. I think it's still going to be very endurance heavy. I think TJ's finals have become TJ's finals, and they're not changing.
Well, I hope they get that gold skull because that's the only way they're going to be in TJ's final.
Oh, man.
I hope the skulls are fucking gone forever. But, Lauren, we are back to you with your last pick.
So what are my options? Because
you have Arissa, Gisella, Trishelle, Letarian, or Tech.
All right.
Tech money from Van Wilder.
Some of these people have only done one season, so I'm not gonna go with them. All right, I'm gonna go with Letarian.
Okay. Oh, popcorn muscles.
Well,
I learned that on the video today.
At least there's something visible there. Yeah, but I'm gonna steal him off the board, see what he can do. I think having another guy on my team can't hurt. I don't think he'll win, but hey, if he does. I picked them, right?
There you go.
I think that's the smart pick. So, Lauren, your team ends up being Darrell, Kellyanne, Ace, Jemmy, and Letarian. I think that's a balanced team. I like it.
Balanced team with some fiery personalities and some people I actually think will do well.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So what, Alex, we're going to get an extra person each. So we'll get two more picks since we're at the back end of the draft order. Let's see. I'm going to take, you know what? I will take Trishelle just because I love Trishelle and I would like to have her on my team.
I love Trishelle too.
Yeah. Trishelle was probably like, my first reality TV crush. I think she's adorable. She has a just great personality. Seems like an awesome person. I'm excited to hear her thoughts on the season when she is covering it on the podcast. I do not expect her to do very well this season, but I want to root for her. So I'll put her on my team because I don't think any of these people at the bottom of the barrel are going to do a whole lot. So
no.
In the dark, but someone I again want to root for. I think that's the guiding premise for my team. So.
I could see some of these people or even some of the people that were not chosen for this, like working out every day, running every day, hoping for that phone call because in their minds, it will change their lives.
Yes.
Rochelle's not that person.
No.
She like when the phone call came, she was like, I don't know. Like, how long is it? like you were saying, you know, this 2 weeks thing really a factor for Trishelle? It is. She's like, after 2 weeks, I get bored.
Yeah, she's one of these like that. She was so popular and so famous, she transcended like the challenge to being like an actual celebrity. Yeah. So that's definitely a factor for her. I don't think she's been training for the challenge.
I assure you, she has not.
No,
I could see her. I could see her possibly given the like the 1 month warning is like, hey, we're leaving in 4 weeks, and her being like, oh my god, I got to get ready for this, and then she's like, I need to shop for outfits for this. And that's the extent of her training. It's like, I was gonna go to the gym, but then I went shopping.
She'll say, I was gonna go to the gym tomorrow, and then 30 days later, oops, I never made it to the gym. Just gonna go on the show.
Don't think she cares.
Hey, and you know what? Not everyone needs to be going on there to win the game. You need to have good personalities to be on a season. And what can you say about Trishelle besides the fact that she is a great personality?
One of the greatest female personalities in the history of reality television.
Yeah.
One of the greatest human, but I mean, you know, if we're qualifying. I'm not being sexist.
Yeah. So Alex,
one of the greatest villainesses.
My God. I don't know what to do with that. Alex, you get two picks, and then you're going to leave me with whoever goes undrafted here. So,
well, you thought you were going to get Anissa, so at least.
Yeah, it's better than Anissa. So I don't get Big Easy either. I'm happy.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people. I'm here to help. So the first person I'm going to take has only done one challenge. Don't know anything about him, but I know he's Tech Money.
Oh, there you go. Tech Money appeared in an episode of Friends, was in Van Wilder. The first episode of The Real World Hawaii, him and Ruthie go skinny dipping.
Yeah. He's got a nice inbuilt alliance with Ruthie, who I think is pretty well connected.
Yeah. So Tech Money dates a bunch of girls that season. He's always bringing girls back to the house. And eventually he dates one semi-regularly, and so does Ruthie. And then this climaxes with the confrontation between the two, which leads to Ruthie going to rehab.
Wow.
So Tech Money has quite the origin story, but as far as challenges, I don't know.
Well, he seems like a good guy. He seems like he's going to be there to try to create some good confessionals in there from what the limited stuff I've seen. So I'm like, why not? He seems like he'll be a fun person to have on the team. Plus, who else am I picking from here? So with the last pick, I'm only picking this person because I did see a season that they were on. I'm going to pick Gisella Delgado. And there's not much behind that besides I have no idea who that other girl is. She Arisa. Was on one season. Yeah.
Alex, thank you so much. I won. This is great.
Once again,
at the beginning of this draft, I cannot get enough Real World Vegas in my life, and I walk away with all three of them. I'm so happy. I will take Arisa to complete the hat trick of Alton, Trishelle, and Arisa. Yeah. I'm happy.
Arisa had a scene in The Scorned.
Yes.
There's a scene where they're like, is that Burton? And that was the first time I met her. I think wasn't she dating Alton?
Maybe.
Like, no, not on the show, but maybe in real life. I don't know.
Okay. Don't hold me to that. So, but anyway, I met her. She was very nice, beautiful. I mean, one of the most stunning reality TV people I've ever seen in real life, ever. I mean, just beyond gorgeous. So, yep. And solid bone structure. I mean, we never wrestled, but if we had, I would have lost. I think this is a recurring theme.
Johnny, is there anyone on this cast that you would beat in a wrestling match?
Trishelle.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like my chances against Beth.
No. I'll tell you, I'm on my team. She's been working out, I'm sure.
Hey, maybe after the challenge, she started working out.
Yeah. So, it was a wake up call for All Stars too.
Yeah.
All right. So Alex, your team ends up being what? Mark, Kendall, Yes, Anissa, Tech, and Gisella?
Yeah, what a combination of people.
Did you have the last five picks?
I had all the people that Johnny was told don't pick these people.
You know, I think Mark was a good pick.
Well, yeah, I started at the bottom, and from there, I was like, there's not that many other people with winning upside. So I'm like, I'm going to just pick people that I think I'll have fun watching.
Yeah, you have a lot of dark horse winner candidates. So, yeah, like a lot of
watch me win. Watch me win with any of these people. If Anissa wins, she needs to be gifting me something because I'm the person who gave her the win.
We'll never do that either.
I like the Anissa pick after talking it out.
I think I was super down on it, and I think it makes sense now.
Yeah, it's the you know, the corporate big gold watch, you know, it's the retirement gift.
Yeah. To be fair though, I feel like the person who's winning this was picked first overall. So
that is true.
we were all picking for second place at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Derek pick is so strong, but I like my team. As I'm looking through my team, I actually don't think I picked the winner at all, but I picked a lot of people I like, which this is why I'm not so good at fantasy football also.
Yeah.
You know, I end up with Dalton, Cyrus, Katie, John A, Trishel, and Arissa. All like, if I could pick my favorite people on the cast, I think I got them. If I could pick some strong competitors, I think I forgot about that part, but good to go. I think this was a lot of fun. I think that this season is going to be awesome talking through all these players and their over the top personalities, their histories on the show. This is going to be a lot of fun and a good reason to get Paramount Plus.
Yeah. And every Thursday, starting April 1st, 10 p.m., there will be a podcast talking the challenge. I've been informed there will be one episode dropping a week on Thursday. I'm guessing Thursday mornings. And so Thursday night at 10, Trishel will be around for most of these is the plan. She will not be there for the premiere. She is having a big premiere party. Her husband's rented out an amazing venue. She's very excited about this. So hey, maybe Trishel wins. So because she's telling people to watch.
The fact that she's going to be doing a weekly podcast with us tells me she probably doesn't.
You never know.
Hey, if I won Survivor, do you think I'd be doing a weekly podcast about it?
Yes, but someone like, when I'm thinking of why did Marie come on our podcast? She wanted to like spill some tea and vent for the most part. And I get that vibe from Trishel. So,
you must know Trishel. Awesome. Well, I'm excited. Everyone click that subscribe button. It's Reality NSFW. It's available in video if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/RealityNSFW. Also available, throughout all your favorite podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. Just search Reality NSFW. Click that subscribe button. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a positive comment. If you don't like it, just don't watch or listen. Don't put 1 star. Don't say you don't like it. Send me a message if you don't. And I will file it where it needs to go. But if you like it, click 5 stars and leave a nice comment. And with that, we'll see you every Thursday at 10 p.m. And don't forget, our double agents coverage is Wednesdays at 10 p.m. And with that, thanks, guys.